I suppose for each and every one of us, it is, there is something. And this is, I Teach, I Touch the Future was the title of a book I saw, and I already knew, wow, that was the thing I was looking for, this purpose going beyond what we do in our everyday work. And so I chose this as a title. You will learn about some numbers of our school, and I admit, I mourn a little bit the fact within 20 minutes it will only be possible to give you a short glimpse into what we did in the last 18 years. It's not possible to show you how a school functions on an integral, towards an integral path. What you see here is, in the upper right corner, is the logo of our school, designed by a student, which is represented on the lower left as well. And if at least this functions, you can't read it. Would you mind reading it aloud, please? Mm-hmm. So the marketing is made by students as well. So that shows students are part of what we do. It's not teachers doing something with children, but working together. Okay. Oops. Okay, it doesn't function from here, so I come back. I offer you the philosophical fractal we work upon. Having self-organized schools is about finding fitting fractals to operate. And this is representative for a successful form of communication with myself as well as with the world. We try to live in a world of choice. So it's not the rain that determines how I feel. I determine. So it's not the student that makes me feel angry. I decide. And hopefully, on the path, I will less and less feel like the student determines how I feel. To take responsibility for my feelings. And we teach the students as well to take responsibility. Yes? Space would be okay. A drawing from one of our students. This was the last Christmas card. With the goal of please make a Christmas card without all the Christmas stereotypes. And that's what she did. And there's like a bell over the school. And I think it's a special place to be in that school. And she tried to figure it out that way. Yes. I have some 10 minutes left. School building from outside, so it's not a real school. Oh, okay. I read it because it's too far away. The school was founded in 1995. It's a private secondary school in Switzerland, in Winterthur. And it was founded with a special focus on expressive arts. So having a balance between the cognitive and the expressive arts was from the beginning embedded in the school. Now we have about 35 students from 12 to 18. A very interesting age span to work with when the frontal lobe is just in reconstruction. And we try to work in a way that Diversity is a resource, so we don't have classes like you may have experience in schools. It's as diverse as possible, point of view of age and of abilities. So the teams are at maximum 12 students in one team. What might be shocking for those who are responsible for the finances in schools, when you read the number of teachers we have 21 teachers for 35 students. This must be an expensive school. No, no. Yes, yes, it is, because it's funded by the parents paying the tuition. We have separate levels of tuition. And it's paid by the teachers as well, because the teachers earn, compared to public schools, half or two-thirds of what they would earn when they worked in public schools. The smiling faces, this is the team, and one more. We have about two, four, six, seven nationalities within the team. So the diversity is also in the team as well. And the age span of the teachers, adults working in our school, spans from 21 to 65. So even grandparents are working, like myself, at our school. And what is extraordinary, I think, for the education field at the moment, at least in Switzerland and in the Ukraine, where I had the chance to visit it, it's even much different. Is we have 10 women, 10 men, and I think it's important to have quite a number of men with our students. Our students, one more, please. Our students, some of our students come because we have this offering, because the parents realize what we are doing. But it's very difficult to communicate what we are doing with parents. Strongly resonating with the green part they see in our school. You can't communicate yellow from the marketing. So the strongest part is green, and they resonate with green. That's nice, but the competencies we developed over the last past year made us be a school for people with very heavy biographies. And now we have about a third of our students coming from stationary psychiatric institutions to us, because there's no place else where they could go. They want to push them out of the institutions, and public school is not able to deal with it. And this is one of the most powerful drivers of our development, is the variety of the students in our school. So it was not anymore the question, how do we teach? It was the question, how do we learn? As a school, we came to spiral dynamics while being confronted with the first student who was diagnosed with Asperger. I didn't know what it was, and I said, "Yes, we can," and we couldn't, and we learned, and we changed the whole system. So every student now has his or her own personal desk, where he or she can be very sure no one else will be sitting there. For an Asperger to change rooms and teachers in 45-minute sequences is unbearable. So we learned, and we thought, what is helping Aspergers may be helpful for others as well. Okay. In times of rapid change, experience could be your worst enemy. And I skipped the one that says schools change slower than churches, but it's a truth. And you know, you are all experts on school. We all went through school. We all are in one or the other way successfully gone through school. And sometimes I congratulate parents because they are successful even though they went to school. But they don't find it as funny as you find it when I tell them. So we have a lot to unlearn, a lot to let go of the ideas. What is school? What is learning? What are goals? And this is for Rob. When we sat together yesterday, he said, "This you must show." So if we are invited to okay. Yes, it's magic. Okay. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And then you saw the lady, one short touch. And, okay, stop. Okay, just show. At first sight, it was a... Oh, I know. It's a smiling face. And when you look at it from a different perspective, if you look at your school you went through from a different perspective, it might look like this. Not so happy anymore. And she turns back so that we can preserve the good... One more time. The good energy. So... Okay, and we continue. Oh, again. And we skip that because time is short and complexity is high in schools, one of the highest. Schools is one of the organizations where you have the highest pressure of complexity and the lowest hierarchical level. And that's why the thinking and the decision processes in teachers are different than the ones of the headmasters, than in the boards and in the administration. They speak different languages, they have different kinds of thinking, and we need translators as headmasters to understand what is going on in the different levels. So it's translating from green to blue orange, which is the main quality of a schoolmaster or a headmaster. Yeah, that's okay. Life is easy. So confronted with the complexity of what we do, and believe me, the variety in our students is more than 360 degrees. So from absolute failing high achievers to really so-called disabled learners in one group. And we were looking for approaches as simple as possible, but no simpler. This is Einstein. Two of our heroes, Steve DeShazer and Marshall Rosenberg. Steve DeShazer for solution-focused approach, systemic solution-focused approach, which gave us a new way of consciousness and awareness, not knowing we learned it from Steve DeShazer, not giving answers, but listening, believing in the resources of the coachee or the trainee. And Marshall Rosenberg helped us to deal with the first bullying, traumatized family systems. We didn't have the tools to address the pain. And both of them independently said, it's simple but not easy for their approaches. It's simple but not easy. So that's for that. That was before we encountered the integral, which I would say it's not so easy and it's not so simple. And we skipped that. We reduced the model of spiral dynamics into a trigon, which we use now on every level. So in communication with the teachers, with the students, with the parents, they are introduced to the model, but they know that this is a reduction, and we say this is not 100% of the world, 80 is enough. And we designed graphic representations because words are very, they can be dangerous. We heard it this morning. In a green school, my dear colleague liked to talk about respect, and everyone was nodding. Everyone was nodding, and okay, you give me more than time. Thank you very much. I think he is right. Sorry. Can you do that? So I try to finish within 5 minutes. Is that okay? So reducing the model, and not in everyday conversation, we are not talking about the model, but okay, in the realm of the blue, what are your successes when it comes to the tree? You're growing, you're learning. How is it there? And about the community, how is it there? And they can position themselves like in a GPS system within the triangle. And yet you can ask, is that a good spot to be? Or would you like to be somewhere else? And then solution-focused coaching comes in and, suppose you were there. What would we be different when you were there? And what qualities would help you to get there? That's the part for the model for everyone. And now two more. That means if we accept, maybe you're familiar with that official science, let's more progressively says there's no such thing as learning style as we used to define learning styles. We define learning styles by levels. A red-blue student needs a blue teacher. An orange student needs a coach. A green student needs opportunities to share and learn, and therefore it's a travel guide. So what we say is important is teachers should be in a healthy way schizophrenic, at least on three levels. So be at the same time, or being aware. Now this student is in a blue operation mode. It's not a blue student, but the operation mode right now is in blue. So you know what you are going to do now? I'm not asking what's your goal and how do you feel today, but I say, yeah, this is what you do now. And this is the most challenging part in our school, because the teachers are at our school because they react to the green as well. And this is the, really, in our school and in schools I work with, is the biggest challenge. How to learn positively, being positively blue. Okay? And in Switzerland, we estimate it from, go through, about the dispersion there, it will be higher now. I suppose our families are working up to 50% now in operating green at home as a family. But the parents are working in orange environments. And when it gets rough, orange and orange blue come in the talks. expectations come there, especially when they pay the tuition themselves. We have instruments for self-reflection, again based on the same triangle and on the same symbols. And I finish with one thing that you might realize incorporates the fractal we have. Student-parents, teacher conferences are student-led completely. So they are coached to be the host of the talk. And this is the mind map for the preparation in the coaching. And starting with the question, would you like to have sparkling water or still water? The question is asked by the student. And clarifying the time frame, thanking for being here, everything is in the hands of the student. And then starting to speak about progress in whatever area, and you see again the trigon. So development on these three levels or aspects of development, they speak about their diamonds. And then you see three scales from 0 to 10. They hand over to the teacher. The teacher and coach expands the picture. The parents are there. And wrapping up is again a thing of the student by asking at the end the solution-focused question on a scale from 0 to 10. When 10 means this was a very helpful talk, where are you at the end of this talk? So the student asks his or her parents to evaluate the talk. And because we are starting after primary school, the first reunion can be so touching that after the first part we need paper handkerchiefs. Never before they had something like this. Their child being so competent to talk about, to reflect upon, to see what is going to happen. So, you believe me, there's much more, but the time is up. The name of the school is Integrale Tagesschule Winterthur.